Recently, American tech company Nvidia became the first company in the world to reach $4 trillion US dollars in market capitalization, but it hasn't always been so rosy. Remember when Nvidia's stock price took a huge fall earlier this year? It happened right around the time Chinese startup DeepSeek released their answer to ChatGPT. DeepSeek claimed to have trained its large language model on $6 million US dollars. That's about a tenth of what US companies were spending. And this shocked the tech industry, especially amidst a global AI race where China was seen to be in a distant second place to the US.
These concerns arose because the thinking was that people may not need these extremely sophisticated, high-end GPUs to perform, to do AI.
Pushing the envelope in any area of innovation, especially cloud computing and edge computing, they're still going to require the best state-of-the-art GPUs to do that.
Nvidia's stock did recover after a few days. The company is, after all, not only in the business of making AI chips for large language models.
Nvidia is expanding out and developing very, very tight collaborative relationships in the automotive sector, in the health and services sector, in fintech. And then they're also actively supplying the defense industry.
And remember this year's NVIDIA GPU technology conference? Physical AI, or AI applied in automation and robotics, was a highlight at the conference in March. What about Southeast Asia, though? Where does our region fit into NVIDIA's story? We're talking about a market with a burgeoning digital economy. Think data centers and e-commerce platforms. And experts say the need for computational power will keep surging.
We're making many investments in Southeast Asia, most notably in new AI research centers in Indonesia and in Vietnam.
So several parts of Southeast Asia have an established base, manufacturing basis in the semiconductor industry. These regions are positioned to take a share of the opportunity that's being created by the growth in the semiconductor industry because of the explosion in the GPU market.